Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. The 1st of April. God demands a response.
All this week, Derek considers God's promise to never forsake his people Israel. Today he shows us how God is waiting for us to intercede on their behalf, so that he can make history. I believe that God requires a response from his believing people regarding what he's doing in Israel and the Middle East. We're not permitted to remain neutral, apathetic, or indifferent. God demands a response. In the book of Jeremiah, the prophet told us what the Lord commands us to do.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 8. Sing with joy for Jacob, shout for the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel.
The New American Standard Bible reads, proclaim, give praise and say. Combining these two versions, I find there are five responses that God requires. In a sense, they're all vocal. Sing, shout, praise, proclaim and say, or pray. What are we responding to? The regathering of the remnant of Jacob. To whom is this command addressed? The church. We who believe that the Bible is the word of God and that we ought to obey it. God is asking us to intercede for Israel. He's saying, I'm restoring my people. I'm regathering them. And I'm asking you to unite with me in my purposes through prayer. I think we must all face this as one of the mysterious facts about God. When he intends to do something, he will say to his people, pray that I will do it. In other words, he says, this is my intention, but it will not happen until you pray. As Christians, we have a tremendous responsibility to be totally committed to the outworking of God's purposes in history. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are committed to Israel. I intercede for that nation now. I proclaim that the Lord is restoring and regathering his people, and I join my prayers with other believers' prayers. The Lord will not forsake his people. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.